Chapter 3. 11 Men in a Pillbox. Lieutenant Glasgow, Scotty, my weapons platoon leader, whose love for Scotch whiskey and insistence that his name was pronounced with a G and not a C were standing jokes in the company, came in a few minutes after the lieutenant from the 28th had left. He said his platoon CP was in the back room of the house across the trail. He was setting up one mortar in the rear of the house and the other two beside the rearmost and smaller of the two wooden sheds behind the house. The positions afforded no cover, only concealment, but they were the only available positions. L Company was using all the pillboxes to our rear. I told him that the machine guns and mortars were at L Company CP and directed him there. He asked for several men from my company headquarters to help him carry ammunition and left with his mortar section to bring up the equipment. Sergeant Savage called over the sound-powered telephone from the 1st Platoon and then from the 2nd and the 3rd. I was glad when I heard the first whistle over the phone that indicated that the lines were in. A whistle plus the call sign of the party desired was the signal, since all platoons were on a party line. We had adopted the same call signs for both telephone and SCR 536, the famed little walkie-talkies, using nicknames of the platoon leaders, or their last names, plus the numerical designation of the platoon. Long 1 for the 1st Platoon, Brock 2, Ante 3, Scotty 4, and merely CP for the company command post. I was greatly relieved that the communications were in. I wondered how the lieutenant from the 28th Division had endured the nervous tension of the pillbox positions for 15 days without communications to his platoons. One platoon, or all platoons, might have been completely overrun by the enemy before a foot messenger could get back to the command post, if he got back. First Sergeant Albin made up a guard roster from the company headquarters group. Each man would guard outside the pillbox in two-man shifts that would change every 2 hours. Savage and Blackburn would split the night on the telephones. Sparky went to sleep early so that he could take over from me later.